الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه من سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، مدير شبه فضلس Sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Fadlillahi alayna, Allah favored us. And He described His Jannah, the paradise for all the believers. What the heart for it? قُلِ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْجَنَّةِ أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَلِيَةِ Merchandise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very expensive, and that's His Jannah, His paradise. And He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He favors the Muslim to work hard for this Jannah, it is a blessing for the Muslim, for Muslim Ummah. It is the honor for the Muslim Ummah. And as you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in His book, the nations before us, and those who deny the message of the messenger and prophets, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala punished them in the hellfire. And those who follow and obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His words, His command, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala described him in the book of Allah, he will be among the al-muttaqeen. So Allah encouraged us also in the Quran about Al-Jannah and how you work for Al-Jannah. قال تعالى في سورة آل عمران بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم آية number 135-33 to آية number 135. الله تبارك وتعالى says in the Quran بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب الا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. It is a great ayah from Surah Al-Imran. Muslim take it in his, should take it in his considerations and work for it, because this is the secret here to enter the Jannah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in the beginning of this ayah, وَسَارِعُوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم. سارعوا, it means hurry, seeking the forgiveness from your Lord. Speed fast to seek forgiveness from Allah تبارك وتعالى. You may find us every day we commit sins, but the intelligence, the smart, the one whom he, when he commits any sins, right away he remember that he did some mistakes, he did the error, and he seek forgiveness right away from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And remember, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala yaghfir al-dhunuba jami'a, Allah forgive all the sins. Remember, you may find some Muslim today committing sins and he says there's no hope. Allah, I meet some people, when I speak with them and say, you know, ya akhi, he says, I know, I'm gonna go to the hellfire. When you ask him, you say, you know, I know. If it's this that is written for me, that Allah will send me to the hellfire, I will go to hellfire, because I never did something good in my life. He became in a state of desperate. You cannot do that, Yaqi. No matter what you did, anything in this life, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive you, except to do that you commit shirk. You show him what was Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah, you have to understand that Allah ghafur rahim. Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful and gracious. Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Don't ever miss the hope. Number one, it is in this life. You have to hide and express your tawbah, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first class we learned from this ayah, that all the time when you commit any sins, hurry, speed, seeking forgiveness inshaAllah ta'ala. Shaitan. سارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. سبحان خير قيوم الذي لا يموت. Please brother, inshallah ta'ala, we ask Allah ta'ala to provide us with a place very soon inshallah, and to provide us with masjid inshallah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala inshallah ta'ala to make it easy for us inshallah ta'ala to perform our masjid very soon inshallah ta'ala. Right. So we understand that the first thing, concentrate, you have to speed and hurry to express your tawbah to Allah and seeking His forgiveness. Why? Allah reminding you why you have to be in this state. To hurry and express your tawbah. Because Jannah, he described it, وَجَنَّةِ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And the paradise which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for al-muttaqeen, remember this Jannah, will be as wide as are the heaven and earth. Could you imagine? The Jannah, which Allah prepared for al-muttaqeen, the wide only for this Jannah, it will be like the heavens and earth together. SubhanAllah, how about the length? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared the Jannah for the believer, and the wide as he described it in this ayah, the wide only for the Jannah as the heaven and earth together. If you put the heaven and earth together, it will be the wide only for the Jannah. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن ملك أقل واحد من أمتي مثل الدنيا عشرة أضعاف. You know your kingdom, if Allah provide you the most one from the Muslim Ummah to enter the Jannah, Allah will build the mansion for him. It's like equal to the heaven and earth 10 times. For the least one in enter the Jannah. If this is deserved, you deserve to work hard for it or not. That's Umar, worked hard for it or not. The wide for the Jannah, like the heaven and earth together. What about the length? SubhanAllah. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, in Sahih al-Bukhari, إِنَّ بِالْجَنَّةِ شَجَرَةِ. In the Bahá'í, there is a tree. يَسِيرُ الرَّاكِبْ تَحْتَهَا مِئَةُ عَامٍ. Has a tree, the Jannah has a tree. That's gonna be yours. You ride, whatever you can write, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for you, there is no any limousine or plane. But the one who write, he will spend 100 years to finish this tree, the shade of this Jannah. Allahu Akbar. To finish the shade of the Jannah, 100 years. Allahu Akbar. May Allah provide us with the Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. Jannah is Firdaus. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, اسألوا ربكم الفردوس الأعلى. When you pray to your Lord, you pray to your Lord and to provide you Jannah al-Firdaus, the highest level of al-Jannah inshallah, with the messenger and prophet and all the subdiqeen inshallah shuhada. Right. تُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The Jannah will be very to who? To the one who carries the taqwa. And Allah describes the taqwa in many ayat in the Quran. In Surah Al-Baqarah, for example, when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ مِمَّا رَزَقْنَا هُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. And Allah continues. So the taqwa here, as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explained it in the other ayah from Surah Al-Baqarah, those who believe the unseen. Did you see the Prophet? Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Did you see Ibrahim? Did you see Musa? Did you see Isa? Did you see all the Prophet and Messenger before? No. But you believe them or not? That is the best quality. Because people in the history, they don't believe unless they hear by somebody in front of them and give miracles. But the Khayriya, the best ummah ever Allah created for all mankind, Ummah Muhammad. You know why? Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because you believe the unseen. Okay. Did you see the Jannah? Did you see the hellfire? No. You believe it or not? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. People the outside, the disbeliever, they reject everything. Everything rejected. They don't believe anything and they believe that they will be saved. Just exactly a word. Believe in Jesus. Just believe in Jesus. And you will be exactly who goes to the heaven. Subhanallah, cheating, killing, stealing, so and so. But exactly go outside naked, whatever it is. Drinking here and drugs, whatever it is they do in this life. And you say, no, just to believe in Jesus. Just to believe, it doesn't matter you're criminal or not criminal. Just to believe in Jesus. Subhanallah. How come you believe Jesus, he never told you to be like this, like a criminal or to be a disobedient? Subhanallah. And what is the biggest move than the shirk? To make with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala above the north. This is the biggest crime in earth. So, يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة. You offer their salah on time, regularly, perfect. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ What we have provided them, they what? They do for what? They take the money, they take the money. لَا يُنْفِقُونَ They spend their money for the cause of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ لِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ And those who believe what is happening. What it was revealed for you, the Quran and Kareem. وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ And all the books which had been revealed before you. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ They know there is the hereafter. There is the Jannah. There is the hellfire. And then after that from this meaning, الخوف والرجاء. The sign of the believer all the time to fear and to have a hope. So like we say, some Muslim group today, they say, you know, oh our Lord, when they pray, look what they say. Oh our Lord, we worship you not because we hope of your Jannah, or not because we fear of your hellfire, but we love you, Ya Allah, only for you. We don't worship you because we fear the hellfire, or we love to be in the Jannah. So, subhanAllah, if you love Allah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you have to fear that day you standing in the front of Allah, He will judge you. And if you love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you have to have a hope all the time. Don't ever be in a state of desperate and go to and going to the hellfire. La ya akhi. InshaAllah ta'ala, express yourself, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will enter you the Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. Bye. The description for those who will be in the Jannah, Allah described in this ayah, ayah number 134, 135. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, describe the people of Al-Jannah. Count it with me. People of Al-Jannah. Now everybody has a hope to enter the Jannah. So Allah described those people, the dwellers of the Jannah, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ Number one, those who deserve Al-Jannah, Those who spend in Allah's cause, right? In Allah's cause, and charity, whatever it is, prosperity and adversity. In the blessing time, in the difficult time, all the time they spend, they love to spend for the cause of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is the first description for those people who spend their money for the cause of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's not only zakah. Muslims believe that it's only zakah. In Ramadan, I say the zakah for the salah, for the fasting, or the zakah for yearly. No, it's more than that. It's more than that. وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ In their wealth, there is a right. For who? For those who ask them. For those who have no money, for those who are suffering in this life, besides the zakah, there is sadaqah, charity. Besides the zakah, there is spending money to support the family members. Besides the zakah, there is spending sponsor your parents. You understand? Besides the zakah, there is spending for the cause of Allah, to struggle for the cause of Allah, jihad fi sabilillah, and you have a lot of sources. A lot of sources to spend your money, inshaAllah ta'ala. لَا يَبْتَغُونَ أَجْرًا وَلَا شُكُورًا. They don't look for any thanks from the people. But when they spend for the cause of Allah, they don't expect any reward or thanks. Because most of us, we love to be appreciated. You find a Muslim today, you need help, he has $10. You want to show himself and a part of the people. Yeah. And when you support your shbira, you don't ask for or you expect appreciation that the people tell you, thank you Allah, but you spend your money for the cause of Allah. Allah tabaraka ta'ala described this kind of people in the Quran, those who spend for the cause of Allah and never expect any ability, any thanks or any things for anybody, but they spend it for the cause of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, يَتَّغُونَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. Seeking the blessing from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that Allah to satisfy about them. And if Allah provides you, always with the money, they will become like greedy, stingy. Every time you have the money, you become stingy. You need to put the money dollar over dollar, dollar over dollar. But you spend money from somebody is very poor, and he always left to spend it for the cause of Allah. Dollar could change the whole thing. It depends. It's not by the quantity, it's by the sincerity you carry in Islam and you spend it. You may find some people spend $1 million, but they don't spend it for the cause of Allah. They spend it in order that the people make a decision, oh, mashallah, he built the masjid, he built the school, he did the orphans, and he feel arrogant. That is above all the people, and waiting actually from the other people to what? To do what? To tell him, thank you very much. So he likes to be proud. And some Muslim who does his poor, and he takes the dollar, one single dollar, very little. And he spends it for the cause of Allah. This will be in Allah tabaraka ta'ala's cause. It will be better than the $1 million, which the rich is spending. But alhamdulillah, we give them a credit too. But remember, that's upon your sincerity to do it for Allah or not. Five. So number one, agenda to enter the Jannah. So what we have to do, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. In a blessing time and in a difficult time, you spend it for the cause of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Five. أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها وارضاها. بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, they were being poor, the prophet was poor. And all his family members. And he did not have anything from this life. While he was in the last moment before he met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had 7 dinars in his house. 7 dinars. And then he was exactly fell in a coma and woke up. Ya Aisha, how much do you have it? 7 dinars. 7 dinars like 7 cents today. 7 dinars. If you see Ya Aisha, spend it. And this is Na'am Ya Rasulullah. And then he woke up again. And he said, did you spend the money? That's the first word he came from his mouth. Did you spend the money, Aisha? She said, Ya Rasulullah, we were busy to treat you. You're sick and so on. So he said, yeah, Ya Aisha, I need to meet my Lord with the empty hand. And that's the plot of it, all of us. All of us working very hard in this life. And in the end, what are you going to take? You're not going to take the family out. You're not going to take the car with you. You know, you're never going to take the mission which you built it, and you work very hard to make it. But either to leave it for righteous children, or evil children, they will take your money after you and spend it for the cause of the shaitan. And what did you gain from this life? Zero. But those who are smart, whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala provide them, they right, they know it is right for Allah to spend it all the time, in a difficult time, in a blessing time. That is the number two. To deserve the Jannah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is saying, وَالْقَاضِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ. Who repress and hold it under. Find the Muslim sometimes, he became angry, and he will revenge go for revenge for his own, for his own self. You talking to me like this? And he became like in a state of anger. But remember, the Muslim who deserves the Al-Jannah, the one who regrets and holds the anger all the time. Remember to hold yourself. That is the sign of the believer. Number three, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يَحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And those who pardon men, verily Allah, or Allah loves al-muhsineen, the good doers. Those who forgive all the time. Those who pardon the people. Those who that you have no hatred against anyone. You do your job, and all the time, remember, no matter what they did that your brother did against you, don't carry anything against your brother. When we know all of us, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a meeting in a masjid, and among the Sahaba, he said, يَدْخُلُ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَلْيَاءَ الْآنَ رَجُلٌ هُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. One a man will enter from the door of the masjid now, that is the man he will enter the Jannah. And after second, a man enter from the masjid, and his beard actually wet by water of wudu. And the Sahaba, all of them, they look at the man. And the man, he pray and sit down. Second day, the Prophet, he ran the same class. He said, now a man will enter from this door and he is from Al-Jannah. Same man, he was yesterday. He entered the masjid and his beard followed by water from the wudu. He prayed the tahiyyat al-masjid and sit down. Third day, the Prophet ﷺ said, now he will enter from the door of the masjid, a man, he is from Al-Jannah. And the Sahaba, subhanAllah, 3 days is the same man. So the Sahaba is not like you and me. They want to know why. You understand? This is not my business. Why? They want to investigate why the Prophet ﷺ chose him. So what happened? Al-Faruq, Umar, and Abu Bakr. You know, the most righteous among the Ummah, Abu Bakr and Umar, what happened? They hide. And in a razor, riwayah, Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Umar ibn Khattab, taqiyah ibn Medina. They watch the man to do with that. What he did extra? Why the Prophet ﷺ would choose him? They watch him. And then after that they came to him and told him, listen, we watch you secretly. What did you do? The Prophet ﷺ, he favored you. Favored you and he said you are from the people of the Jannah. What did you do? They need to follow the four steps to enter the Jannah. Like this man. The man he told him is very simple. He's a very simple man. His knowledge is not like equal Omar and Abu Bakr. His faith and sincerity is not like Abu Bakr and Omar. But the Prophet chose this kind of quality. What happened? He told him, Wallahi inni أصلي كما تصلون والله I pray like you pray وأصوم كما تصومون والله I fast like what you fast. Same thing, I don't make any extra, no extra صلاة, no extra fasting. والله أستغفر إلا أني. But here is the situation. إني every day before I sleep I have nothing against any Muslim. I forgive and I pardon all the Muslims. See how quality. Quality to enter the Jannah. He's a very simple man. He's not from the Kibar al-Sahaba, the greatest of the Sahaba. No, he's a very simple man. But what happened? He carried something in his heart. Call it sincerity. Sincerity. You understand? SubhanAllah. Muawiyah. Ibn Muawiyah. 18 years old. 18 years old. He wants to go for jihad with the Prophet ﷺ. And what happened? Suddenly he became sick. He has a fever. And he told him, Ya Rasulullah, I want to go with you, but I have fever. The Prophet ordered him to stay in Medina. He did not go with jihad. The Prophet, he went to the battle and he came back. Allah gave him victory. In the middle of the night. He came in the middle of the night. When the Prophet, he want to take the clothes of the war, in his fighting house, he found the door knocked outside. He opened, he found Jibreel, alayhi salam. He said, Ya Jibreel, like the box of foreign strings you brought in the middle of the night. قال يا رسول الله لا تخلع ملابسك. Don't take your clothes off of the war. Don't take it off. He said, why, Jibreel? He said, you know, in Tilkhari outside 70,000 angels waiting for you to bring Salat al-Janazah for Muawiyah ibn Muawiyah. In the middle of the night! Middle of the night! 70,000 angels waiting for you to leave Salat al-Janazah outside. He said, why? He said, because Muawiyah, he passed away today from the fever, 15 years old. 15 years old! Simple man! He's not from Kibar al-Sahaba, from the greatest Sahaba. But what happened is, he told that Jibreel, why ya Jibreel? He said, because Muawiyah, he used to love Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Every single Salah, he recites Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Every single moment you remember Allah, he recites Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Surah Al-Ikhlas, a great Surah. So 70,000 angels, let the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, wait for the moment. But no, no way. Now, ya Muhammad, you must read the Salat wa Salat al-Janazah for Muawiyah, because he used to live in Lahwa, Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Sincerity are very important. We could say the Surah, but we don't know what is the meaning of it. Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Allah al-Samad. What does Allah al-Samad mean? I don't know. Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Allah al-Samad. لم يلد ولم يولد لم يكن له كفوا أحد. So you must understand. Do you have an idea of tafsir of Quran for Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad? We have the biggest scholar in the earth. You know how many pages he made to explain Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad? 99 pages. Every page 1 hour. He's spent 99 hours to explain Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Did we spend half an hour to read what is the tafsir Qul Huwallahu Ahad? What Allah's promise is? I don't know. Subhanallah, that's a lot of teaching all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala, but this is actually. So, complete fast. Number 4. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. And those whom, when they have committed fahisha, or illegal sexual intercourse, or arrest, what they did? ذكروا أو ظلموا أو transgressed against themselves. What they did? All of us will transgress against ourselves. What you have to do? When you find yourself, ذكروا الله. أستغفر الله العظيم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. All the time. No matter what you commit sins in this life, ذكروا الله. Remember Allah right away. Yusuf عليه السلام. Beautiful woman in the prophet. The most beautiful woman in the earth. امرأة العزيز. Could you imagine him and her in a private? She closed the door and she took the key and she looked in her pocket. Hi Salak, I am for you. I'm waiting for you. This is my dream, my beloved. And so on.
What happened? After that, قالت حي سلك. What is the answer? The answer came from Yusuf. قال معاذ الله. قال معاذ الله. إنه ربي أحسن مثواي. So subhanAllah, what are we want to remember? معاذ الله. You know what معاذ الله means? معاذ الله means أعوذ بالله. معاذ الله. أعوذ بالله. Right away. Mortation between him and her. This beauty is became like nothing for him. Strong with aqidah. Because you remember Allah. But if you leave yourself to the shaitan and you don't remember Allah ta'ala, the shaitan is what? Could you imagine? It's a very difficult thing. Don't think it's easy. No, Allah. You find yourself with a beautiful woman. And you say, hi, that one just means she prepared herself. She dresses all the gold. She dresses the best clothes, the best perfume. She combed her hair. She took a shower. She became an angel in the front of him. But what happened? Yusuf is not like you and me. We may fail in this test. But Yusuf alayhi salam, the first word, قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. What is the second? مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. What does that mean, مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ? أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah tawaraka wa ta'ala gives him the strong iman. And what happened after that? He ran. وَاتَّبَقَ الْبَابِ. They proceed. He had it to the door. Everybody run. He ran for it. And then she followed him. The woman, she became angry. All full of desires. Nobody will save him from me today.
he became, because Yusuf alayhi salam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah utiya shittar al-jamal. You know all the people since the Adam until the last day, Allah gave half of handsome to Yusuf, and all of us have the other half, including the Prophet and Messenger, the other Prophet and Messenger. Very handsome! You know, can you imagine? When she invites the people, people start to speak in Medina about what Imrat al-Afishin, she gets her boy, she gets her slave, he won't actually to speak with him, shame of you! I said, okay. You blaming me? Okay, she invited the most beautiful woman in the whole city. And when she dressed to him, Yusuf, he took a shower and the comb is there, and the comb is there, and what happened? Could you imagine? The woman is,
وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنْ
When he entered, they don't feel. They have the knife in there exactly for food. They are on the table. Continue to go. Cut their hands. Before Yusuf said, SubhanAllah, this is not a human, this is an angel. He did not say, he said, you must be saved. That is the one you blame me for it. Now, prove yourself. All the clothes became full of blood. He couldn't control himself. But Allah Ta'ala saved Yusuf alayhi salam, because Yusuf alayhi salam said, Ma'ad Allah, never am going to disobey Allah Ta'ala. I think the ayat need from us more time in the time. If you need to know the rest of this ayat, you are appointed to meet me tomorrow. After the Zuhr, insha'Allah ta'ala, to continue this beautiful ayat, which is the secret key for all of us to enter the Jannah. It's the easy. It doesn't cost you money. It costs you to work very hard, very best, in order to get the Jannah. For one single four virgin woman, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in a very dark day, very dark night, if she points with her finger to this life, this wallet, she gonna change the whole life to a day time. One single virgin woman, Allah prepare it. And the regular person, he will have 40. Only one of them. If she points by one finger to this life in a dark night, she will change it the whole night, change it to the day time. And if she sits in a salted water, she gonna change it all the salted water to make it sweet water. Only one type. Inside the salted water, all the salted water became what the Abra said, sweet water. One single. And what happened? You finish one, the other one waiting for you. When you come out from the south, حَلَّنَا مِنْ لِقَاءٌ مَعْكَ I'm waiting for you, my beloved one. You never gonna get tired. You don't have work. You don't have to go to work. You don't have to take the subway. You don't have to have aggression in this life. You go for the second one, you need to have, she's more beauty, more than the first one. After you finish the second one, the third one, my beloved one, I'm waiting for you. You go and turn them all one by one, and Allah gonna give you the power. You never gonna get tired. Remember this. But in this life, one time, and you give her back your back, I'm tired, believe me alone. But in the hereafter, in the Jannah, you're going to have like a super power. You're never going to get tired. لا نفط ولا تعب. You're never going to get tired. You're never going to get headache. You're never going to so and so. It is prepared for al-mustaqeen. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala sincerely to provide us with al-jannah inshaAllah ta'ala. Allahumma arzuqna al-firdaus al-a'la. Allahumma arzuqna al-jannah ma'al abrar. Allahumma ya rabbi rasulina as'aluka al-jannah wa ma yuqarrib ilayha min amal salih. ربنا إننا ظلمنا أنفسنا فاغفر لنا إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم تب علينا توبة ترضاها قبل الموت اللهم اعف عن المسيئ منا ربنا إننا يا رب ظلمنا أنفسنا فاغفر لنا واكتبنا مع الشاهدين ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة واعف عنا إنك أنت مولانا إنك نعم المولى ونعم النصير يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا يا ربي اللهم قنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إن الجنة مع الأبرار اللهم اهدي أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين واشفنا واشف مرضى المسلمين اللهم ارزقنا مسجدا في القريب العاجل اللهم ارزقنا مسجد من هذه في القريب العاجل وهذه الصعوبات يا رب العالمين اللهم يا رب اجعلنا متحابين بجلالك مجتمعين على كلامك اللهم يا رب اشعر بارك في هذا الجامع العظيم واغفر لنا خطايانا إنا كنا الظالمين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله جزاكم الله خير فلسطين سبحان الله وحمده اشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك السلام عليكم ورحمه الله